So, anyway, written and read by John Cleese.
So, anyway, once inside the gates, my first impressions of Downing College were very positive. It was a friendly place, and as a first-year student, I was fortunate enough to have a room in college, a large ground-floor one near the Porter's Lodge. It also seemed easy to find out what one was supposed to do. The only shock came when I arrived rather late for dinner in hall that first evening. Grace was about to be said, so I slipped into the only vacant space I could see along the many long benches. A few words of Latin, and I sat down to find myself surrounded by chemists.
So I tried chlorobenzyl acetate. No.
Hoots of laughter from everyone around me.
What about sodium pentothalamide?
Giggles.
You're not serious. If I wanted a precipitate, I would have used zinc polycostrate. Howls of mirth, slapping of thighs, wiping of eyes, and a couple of sly glances at the tall, bearded guy in their midst who clearly had no sense of humour. At that moment, I felt very alone. I knew Downing was the science college, but I certainly hadn't expected anything like this. I mimed that I had a hearing problem and ate my dinner quickly. The next evening proved to be momentous. Setting out early for hall to give myself a better chance of spotting chemists before it was too late, I half recognised someone who turned out to have been a fellow pupil at Clifton. Martin Davis Jones was 2 years younger than me, so at school we had only a nodding acquaintance. More than that, and the police would have intervened. But we were soon chatting away, and in turn he introduced me to his new friends, Alan Hutchison and Tony Robinson. And we sat down to dinner together. Four nice public school boys. They were more middle class than me, in sports jackets, speaking standard middle class English, and none of us chemists. We got on so well that the four of us finished up sharing digs for our last 2 years, and this transformation in my social fortunes occurred on my second day. In the interests of historical balance, I feel I should mention that Alan remembers this quite differently. He is sure that the first time he ever set eyes on me was when Martin brought him over to my room to introduce me, and that as they looked in through my ground floor window, they saw me trying to wriggle under my bed. They thought this weird, as they had no idea that I had a pet hamster. Since I'd been at Cambridge at least 2 weeks before I purchased the hamster in the street market, and I had certainly met Alan by then, I discount his version. Now I settled down to study the five subjects that made up my law degree. Two of them concerned Roman law, the idea being that we would broaden our understanding if we gained a bird's-eye view of an entire legal system. And I have to say that some of what I discovered about the Romans reflected impressively on them. It struck me, for example, that putting people guilty of parricide into a sack with a viper, a cockerel, and a dog, and then throwing them into the Tiber, seemed likely to deter others, and was certainly less expensive than imprisonment.